A reading from the book of Acts. Observing the boldness of Peter and John and perceiving them to be uneducated, ordinary men, the leaders, elders, and scribes were amazed, and they recognized them as the companions of Jesus. Then, when they saw the man who had been cured standing there with them, they could say nothing in reply. So they ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin and conferred with one another, saying, "What are we to do with these men? Everyone living in Jerusalem knows that a remarkable sign was done through them, and we cannot deny it. But so that it may not be spread any further among the people, let us give them a stern warning never again to speak to anyone in this name." So they called them back and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Peter and John, however, said to them in reply, "Whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard." After threatening them further, they released them, finding no way to punish them on account of the people who were all praising God for what had happened. The Word of God. This reading reminds me of itinerant preaching and of an itinerancy that doesn't always look how we think it should look. I have a lifelong friend who has claimed to be agnostic most of his 62 years of life. At one time, he may even have considered himself atheist. Long ago, Dave married my best friend, a lifelong Catholic, who I've known since I was 2 years old. Well, I just found out that tomorrow, Dave is being baptized and confirmed in the Catholic Church. When he told me he was taking this step, the deep joy that drenched him was palpable and reminded me of Peter, who laid down his nets to follow Jesus. Peter, who ran with abandon into the sea to meet Jesus. And Peter, whose waxing and sure faith allowed him to walk on water, and yet whose wavering faith caused him in the next moment to flail. This is the same Peter who can give me whiplash, first adamantly saying he won't allow Jesus to wash his feet, and in the next breath, begging Jesus to soak him from top to bottom. And this is the Peter we meet today, ordinary, uneducated, and courageous Peter, bursting with the word, who with his companion says, "It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard." This is the itinerant Peter, from whose every pore the word oozes. Like Peter, the word rested in Dave as a divine spark from his very beginning, a spark waiting to be stirred into flames, a spark both patient and inextinguishable. And who knows what or who fanned that spark over Dave's lifetime? I'm sure his wife and in-laws, his children and friends did at various points, not so much by what they said, but by how they live. The sometimes slow urging of God and the whisper of the Spirit must have caught Dave's ear somewhere. I know it caught his heart. And now the word has become itinerant in the vessel that is Dave, because he will never be the same, and I suspect he will never be able to not preach, not necessarily with words, but through the deep peace gifted to him by grace, by an immovable peace. And then there's Andy. It's not his real name. He's a little four-year-old boy who lives in one of the homeless shelters where I minister. Recently, I asked Andy if he would help me plant some seeds indoors that we would eventually plant outside, and he quickly agreed. So I showed him how to plant sweet peas and how that was a little different than planting basil, which was a little different than planting spinach. Andy planted the various seeds, covering them with soil. I showed him how to water them with a small watering can. We set the pots on a tray, and then we placed it in a sunny windowsill. With childlike exuberance, Andy begged me to let him keep watering the seeds. The more water, the better, because they were his seeds and he wanted to take care of them. I explained to him that too much water would cause the seeds to drown and that he'd have to wait a few days before he could water again. And a few more days after that, to begin to see the seeds sprout. That's an awful lot to ask of a small child. So I told Andy that maybe he could talk to his seeds, that plants like being talked to. It makes them happy. And so Andy lovingly talked to his seeds. Well, a couple of days ago, Andy's grandmother called. In the middle of the conversation, Andy took his mom's cell phone out of her hand and went over and laid it over the pots on the windowsill. Confused, his mom asked him what he was doing. He said he wanted Granny to start talking because the seeds and plants like to be talked to. The word came alive in Andy's joy and exuberance and selfless caring for some sweet peas and spinach and basil, as though they were his very own children. And the next day, pea shoots had popped up all over, as had the spinach. And Andy ran to my office to tell me, "Come and see, look, look, they growded, they growded." And in that moment, the word became itinerant, and Andy became a preacher, because it was impossible for him to contain his joy and this good news, which he shared with anyone and everyone who would listen. Our actions and words matter. Deeds done and words spoken become itinerant, and we become, once again, preachers. The question is, will we become preachers of grace or preachers of doom? Preachers of truth or preachers of gossip? Preachers of mercy and compassion or unforgiving preachers? Preachers of inclusion or preachers of exclusion? Preachers of love or preachers of hate? What will others hear? How will they feel? What will they see when we preach? Loving God, we pray that by our words and our actions, others feel drenched with the joy and deep peace Dave feels, that they see us as loving, joy-filled, and selfless stewards of our common home, like Andy is.